And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. It's another abbreviated show tonight. We're only running 45 minutes because of basketball. And this week we'll be journeying back to Switzerland. This program was recorded in January of this year, and it features a couple of visits to some unique payphones, which is a lot more exciting than it sounds. We're going to start off by listening to some Swiss radio, hearing the unique sounds of Swiss German, and you may also hear some Italian if you listen carefully. So let's take a listen to some Swiss radio.
Schöne Aufnahme aus dem Schwarzwaldmädel aus der Operette von Leon Jessel. Die Stimmen haben Sie vielleicht erkannt. Dabei waren Rudolf Schock, Margit Schramm und Annelies Herfurt. Und in dieser Aufnahme, in dieser Gesamtaufnahme, hat damals auch Willi Reichert beispielsweise mitgewirkt. Es spielten übrigens die Berliner Symphoniker. Jetzt haben wir noch Zeit für die Lustspiel-Ouvertüre hier in der Feiertagsmatinée von SWR 4 Baden-Württemberg. Die Lustspielouvertüre von Béla Kehler, dem Wiener Militärkapellmeister aus Ungarn.
Aufhellungen und die Temperaturen die sind echt sehr angenehm. Heute Nachmittag um die 5 Grad.
Radio 1, Verkehr.
Und da ist alles im grünen Bereich. Es liegen uns keine Meldungen vor. Wir wünschen eine gute und eine stressfreie Fahrt.
Und jetzt geht's weiter mit mehr Abwechslung und den besten Songs von allen Zeiten. Radio 1.
Neue Parlament zusammengetreten. Im Repräsentantenhaus haben jetzt die Republikaner die Mehrheit. Deshalb wurde John Boehner zum Vorsitzenden gewählt. Die Republikaner kündigten bei der ersten Sitzung des neuen Repräsentantenhauses an, sie hätten zwei Hauptziele, sparen und die Gesundheitsreform Obamas zu Fall bringen. Das dürfte ihnen aber nicht gelingen, weil im Senat nach wie vor die Demokraten in der Mehrheit sind. Obama muss sich vorerst mit Personalproblemen auseinandersetzen. Nach anderen Demissionen hat auch Obamas Sprecher Robert Gibbs seinen Rücktritt angekündigt. In Tunesien haben Computerhacker mehrere Internetseiten der Regierung lahmgelegt. Als Urheber meldete sich eine Gruppe unter dem Namen Anonymous und kritisierte, in Tunesien habe die Zensur ein skandalöses Ausmaß angenommen. Diese Kritik wird von Menschenrechtsorganisationen geteilt. Der Cyberangriff kommt zu einem Zeitpunkt, zu dem Tunesien von heftigen sozialen Protesten erschüttert wird.
When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run, you never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal's done.
Doppelpunkt.
Natalia ist 22. Jeder Tropfen Wasser, den sie braucht, holt sie am Ziehbrunnen im Dorf. Ihre Großmutter, die bei ihr lebt, kann ihr nicht mehr helfen. Sie ist 82. Auch nicht ihren Sohn, der ist erst 3. Natalia lebt in Moldawien im Dorf Kostest. Die meisten ihrem Alter ziehen weg aus dem Dorf oder verlassen das kleine Land, ganz im Südosten von Europa. Doppelpunkt hat Natalia besucht und erzählt über das Leben im moldawischen Dorf. Heute Abend am 8. auf deres Eis.
Oh, rockin' chair got me. By my side, fetch me my gin, son, or I tan your hide. Get from this cabin.
It's different. It's not one that we've heard before.
All right.
Standing here on the streets of Zurich with Kyle. Say hi.
Hi.
So we have something unusual that we found here, a phone booth. So we love phone booths, but these phone booths are big, transparent, circular, and they're all different. They all do different things. Shall we walk over towards this one?
Yeah.
Anything you want to describe as far as the way it looks? Well, actually, this old lady looks like she wants to get in there again.
No, she's gone. She's gone through her purse, but we should get in there quickly. It's a big glass tube.
It is a big glass tube, and it's...
And the door is on rollers or something, so you sort of pull the handle, and it rolls around the curve.
And it's run by Swisscom, which is the Swiss phone, one of the Swiss phone companies, but I guess the main Swiss phone company.
Oh, they're the main company. There is not much competition. No Colcotts here.
Well, I'm using a phone company called Sunrise on my cell phone, but I guess that's not the big company. All
right, let's
walk over to the payphone now. It's a big circular door that opens up.
Yeah, and the microphone's way up high on the inside. So here's the big...
microphone.
Speaker, megaphone.
There's a megaphone inside.
Yeah, it's like a small box, and it's activated by the door... So as we open it, if you listen carefully, we're going to step in and you'll be able to hear it, but it's sort of up high, so it'll be faint.
There's room for two, or more even. Let's walk inside.
So here we go.
Oh. Kyle, there's music in this payphone. Oh, it turned off as soon as I started talking. Does it know I'm talking? And now the door's opening again. Oh, you're doing that. So this time I won't say anything and it'll keep going. So it seems to stop at the same point each time.
Right, it just plays a short clip. But it's activated by the door.
What do you think the point of playing music inside a phone booth is?
I think it's sort of a transition.
It's kind of a cold fade. I mean, I would fade out a little bit more gently than that. Let's hear another verse. Yeah, you see, I don't like the fade, but I like the music. I like the, and the thing is, every phone booth is different. We're going to go to a couple other ones, and we'll compare.
Yeah, so we'll continue to describe how they look and what kind of equipment is inside each one, but I suggest we move on to another one, and we'll play what the next one sounds like, and maybe we'll describe in a little more detail what the actual phone itself looks like. But that's pretty much what it sounds like when you walk in.
Well, there's a couple of observations. I noticed that you can send SMSs from these payphones. They say SMS on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that on one of the phones. There's different models of these phones. When we were in that that other country...
Sorry, we need music.
You didn't open it.
Oh, I have to open it more?
First click, second click.
Okay, let me close it now. All right, I'm sorry, keep talking.
At any rate, some of them don't take coins. These ones do. Most of the ones in Zurich.
I also noticed that the number for the police, unlike everywhere else in Europe, is not 112, but 117.
Correct. It's 117. There's a plaque above the phone. And, yeah, they take coins in Zurich. That other country we're in had similar phones, but no coins. It just took the cards.
Interesting. 118 is fire. 144 is medical emergency. 1811 is information. And 143, it's, what symbol is that? It's a heart? And looks like a hand, maybe a rocket ship? 143, what in God's name could that be?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Although some of these booths have defibrillators in them.
So if your heart stops, you dial 143?
This one doesn't have defibrillators, so maybe that's an alternative. But I don't know. It might be unrelated. Although I have noticed that some of the other payphones do have defibrillators in them. So
I notice it's free to call the police, the fire people, and the medical people, but not... to call whatever 143 is and information 1811.
It looks like a heart with a hand, like a streak, but the streak looks like a hand, so I don't know.
That is very strange.
Maybe if you want to help somebody because you have a big heart.
Well, can I try one thing? I just would like to call this phone from my phone to hear if it actually rings.
So okay.
The phone number is there at the bottom. I forgot what the country code for Switzerland is. Is it 42 or 41?
41.
41,
it's,
okay.
It's plus 410, and then...
Well, no, you don't dial the zero if you're calling from out of the country, which I would be doing for my cell phone. Oh, but you know what? I don't have to call the country code. I can just dial 044, like it says right there. 044.
How does it know that you pick up? There's no clicker thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
It must be magnetic.
044-211-22...
99.
Don't call this number, people at home, because, well, we're calling it now, and you'll get a big bill if you call it. Let's see what happens. Do you hear that? It's ringing. Wow. Let's see if you can hear my phone ringing. Okay, it's hanging up before it starts billing me.
Yeah, do you want me to pick up?
No.
I'm just kidding. The displays are really cool, too. They've got this Swisscom logo, and it's got a 3D animation of a flag.
Oh, payphone is updating. Please wait. Payphone is updating.
Oh, dear.
Maybe the music is updating, too.
Sounds important.
Maybe they download a different song every day.
Yeah, or I wonder if it had something to do with the call. That's bizarre. I've never seen that. But, yeah, they have a little square display in them, and that had a logo and all sorts of information, but it's a full-color display, and they're very robust. They're like big metal iron things, but very snazzy-looking. They actually look like a vacuum cleaner that you would have in your house. You know how round it is?
Yeah.
Like one of those ones that follows you with a big, long hose. But, yeah, it... Whoa.
The phone's updating, and a guy on a motorcycle just pulled up next to us.
Screen or a scooter. Flickered.
Well, maybe ringing the phone somehow made it update, too.
That is bizarre. What needs updating?
I don't know, but I'll bet if I call another one, go somewhere else and call another one, it's going to do the same thing.
Really? Yeah, this is bizarre. So, yeah, the buttons are round. Big round metal buttons.
Do you notice, though, they have letters under the numbers, but the number one has a period and a comma underneath it. So yes. I guess it's for texting.
I believe so. And it looks like we're done updating. We're okay. Back to the 3D Swisscom flag.
All right, well, we're going to move on to another payphone and see what the difference might be. Why don't we open up the door? Will the music play as we open it?
Yeah, as you leave.
All right, closing theme. And back outside.
Listen to your guys. This is our motto. Your time to shine. Don't wait in line. Vamos a todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on and feed them. This is your moment. No hesitation. For Africa.
Direkt am Hauptbahnhof bei Saturn. Geiz ist geil.
Come together right now over me.
Endlich ist sie da. Die erste CD von Radio Monte Carlo Swiss. Nouveau Beat. Der unverwechselbare Sound von der Erfolgssendung Monte Carlo Nights gibt's endlich auch auf CD. Nouveau Beat. 32 Songs von den besten Künstlern aus dem Radioprogramm. Monte Carlo Nights. Nouveau Beat.
You don't fool me. Those pretty eyes.
Eine exklusive Doppel-CD mit den Soundperlen von Monte Carlo Nights. Monte Carlo Nights. Nouveau Beat. Holen Sie dir jetzt im CD-Shop oder als Download auf iTunes.
Sie wissen sicher nicht, was ich will. Bitte doch.
Jetzt die größte Mediamarkt 0% Sonderfinanzierung aller Zeiten. 0% auf alle Produkte in 20 Monatsraten ganz locker abzahlen. 20 Monatsraten 0%. Das gab's noch nie. Nur bis zum 5. Februar.
Mediamarkt, ich bin doch nicht blöd.
Yeah. Gottesdienst. Was sind das für Leute, die das machen bei dir?
Es sind wenige Leute. Aber man muss nicht sagen, es sind nur kirchliche Leute. Es sind Leute, die merken, da passiert etwas in meinem Leben. Da komme ich ohne ein Ritual, ohne ein bewusstes Begehen einfach nicht ganz klar.
Und dann gibt es auch, also ist es wirklich eine traurige Stimmung dann, oder gibt es da auch lustige Momente? Wie ist denn so die Stimmung in der Kirche rein bei einem Scheidungsgottesdienst?
Ich habe noch nicht viel gehabt. Und bei denen, die ich bis jetzt gemacht habe, war es eine sehr besinnliche Stimmung gewesen. Mehr so ein bisschen Geborgenheit, Kerzen, Nachdenklichkeit. Weil man merkt, man hat sich etwas vorgenommen im Leben, das man nicht hat können durchführen. Und da will man eben nicht gerade dort hinter die Türen raus, mit Krach, mit Emotionen, die zu hoch schlagen, sondern man will es mit Emotionen in einem gewissen Bereich, die zugelassen sind, ganz bewusst begehen.
Okay. Also ich glaube es gar nicht. Oder verrückte Entwicklung irgendwie schlecht oder recht? Und vor allem, was meint der liebe Gott dazu, zu so einem Scheidungsgottesdienst? Wir sind gerade wieder zurück.
Ja, ich will. Die Hochzeitswoche auf Energy Zürich. Präsentiert von Legends Travel, dem Spezialisten für Flitterwochen, die in Erinnerung bleiben.
This is the only loop.
All right, so we're inside another payphone, another one of these round tubular things. Looks very similar, but it doesn't sound similar, does it, Kyle?
No, it's very, very different.
Shall I open the door?
Yes, please. Activate it.
All right, here we go. This one has more of a kind of an Indian motif, I think.
Yeah, or Arabic.
Could be, yes. Who's to say? There are similarities in the music. Did I not do it big enough?
Yeah, you gotta open the
door. I'll open the door all the way. Now I'll close the door. Yeah, I think we need to go to every single phone booth in the city and see how many different types of music they have in them.
Yeah, that would be a cool project. I mean, just to get all of the different themes recorded, it's really kind of a cool feature of a payphone. You don't often hear a theme music as you go to different ones. I imagine different parts of town have different themes, and I wonder if it changes. I don't know if it's like a permanent thing or how it works. It's just really fascinating.
You don't ever hear this kind of thing anywhere that I've ever experienced. It adds a whole element to the phone booth experience.
Yeah.
Do you notice the door sometimes moves on its own?
Yeah, it'll close. I don't know if it's because of bearings or if there's a little motor up there. I think there might be a little motor. That if you leave it open, it'll actually close by itself. Maybe it has some sort of clutch mechanism. I'm trying to look. I can't really see.
Well,
I do see a motor type thing, but I can't get a good view of it.
Well, I can give you a boost later on. We can start disassembling this and figuring it out. But right now, we have to meet somebody, and in Switzerland, it's extremely rude to even be a minute late. So we're going to have to hightail it over to meet the person that expects us to be there at a particular moment.
Yeah, let's get going, but we should find at least one more or a handful more if we can to get the different sounds. But
agreed.
This is cool. I'm glad we came to this one.
A little exiting music now. Goodbye, phone booth.
Thank you. sounds echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Tuo telegrafo. 1878, Michele Patocchi riesce a mettersi in contatto telefonico da Bellinzona con Milano, realizzando così la prima conversazione scambiata per filo tra la Svizzera e l'estero. 6 gennaio 1907, Maria Montessori apre a Roma la prima scuola basata sul suo metodo pedagogico, costruito sull'autonomia, la responsabilizzazione e lo sviluppo armonico del bambino. Maria Montessori cominciano a cambiare le regole consolidate dell'educazione di inizio secolo e si restituisce dignità alla condizione infantile. Altra donna della storia, 6 gennaio 1929, Madre Teresa arriva a Calcutta per cominciare una vita dedicata ai poveri e ai diseredati dell'India. 1935, prima vendita del Monopoli, uno dei giochi di società più diffusi al mondo. 6 gennaio 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, l'unico presidente degli Stati Uniti ad essere rimasto in carica per ben 4 mandati consecutivi, definisce l'obiettivo americano delle 4 libertà: libertà di parola, di lavoro, dal bisogno e dalla paura. Il suo programma politico, ribattezzato New Deal, ovvero il nuovo corso, fece fronte alla gravissima crisi economica del paese, la cosiddetta Grande Depressione, utilizzando il governo come strumento di intervento diretto in campo economico e sociale, mutuando naturalmente tutto ciò dalle teorie economiche keynesiane. Durante la Seconda Guerra Mondiale, inoltre, condusse gli alleati alla vittoria contro le potenze dell'asse Roma-Berlino-Tokyo. 6 gennaio 1971, i ricercatori dell'Università della California sintetizzano l'ormone della crescita umano. 1998, decapitata la sirenetta, la statua di bronzo ispirata alla favola di Hans Christian Andersen che si trova nel porto di Copenaghen. 2 anni dopo, sempre il 6 gennaio, entra in vigore in Francia la legge che autorizza la distribuzione gratuita alle studentesse minorenni nelle scuole della controversa pillola del giorno dopo, volta a ridurre il numero degli aborti. Fine della prima parte del nostro almanacco, la seconda con, tra l'altro, il personaggio del giorno, prima però Giusy Ferreri.
La solita strada bianca come il sale, il grano da crescere, i campi da arare, guardare ogni giorno, se piove o c'è il sole, penso perché domani si vive e si muore, è un bel giorno dire basta, andare via, come il fumo in un mondo di luci, sentirsi nessuno in un giorno solo, saltare 100 anni dai
l'almanacco di Rete 1.
Il personaggio di questo 6 gennaio è Giovanna d'Arco, santa ed eroina, patrona di Francia, nata oggi nel 1412. La donna e condottiera che riunificò il paese contribuendo a risollevarne le sorti durante la guerra dei cent'anni. Giovanna d'Arco fu poi accusata di atti illeciti per aver indossato abiti maschili, nonché di eresia per aver creduto di poter render conto direttamente a Dio anziché alla Chiesa Cattolica Romana. Condannata a morte, salì al rogo il 30 maggio 1431, 25 anni dopo la sua morte. La Chiesa però riaprì l'inchiesta e Giovanna fu riconosciuta innocente. Infine, nel 1920, Papa Benedetto XV la proclamò santa. Oggi sono nati anche Heinrich Schliemann, archeologo tedesco che, inseguendo ostinatamente il mito di Omero, arrivò a scoprire la città di Isserlich, ovvero la città di Troia. Thomas Ezekiah Mix, al secolo Tom Mix, celebre cowboy dei primi western muti statunitense, altro nato quest'oggi. La frase invece di quest'oggi è di Giovanna d'Arco: nessuno si può cambiare, ma tutti possono migliorarsi.
You've been listening to Off the Wall from Switzerland, and we'll be in Switzerland again next week. We won't be listening to quite as much Swiss radio, though. We'll be doing something completely different. But for now, let's listen one more time to Swiss radio on Off the Wall. Good night.
Das DRS1 am Mikrofon begleitet Sie den Mike Lamar. Schon jetzt, dort, mitten im Winter, kann ich Ihnen sagen, welches der nächste Sommerhit vom Schweizer Fernsehen wird sein. Nämlich die Dokuserie über das Leben im Wald. Wir werden eine Gruppe von Freiwilligen sehen, die sich 3 Wochen lang in einem Wald wird durchschlagen. Sie werden im Wald essen, schlafen, Hütten bauen, einander auf die Nerven gehen und das alles 100% öko, das heisst möglichst ohne Hilfe oder Material von aussen. Ja, also am Tag nach Mitternacht möchte ich von Ihnen gerne wissen, ob Sie schon ein ähnliches Abenteuer erlebt haben, wie 3 Wochen lang von aussen sind im Wald. Sind Sie in der Ferien vielleicht mal quer durch die Sahara? Oder haben Sie mal auf einer Safari fast einen Loi im Jeep gehabt? Oder sind Sie ewig lang eingeschneit in einer Alphütte ohne Heizung und Essen? Erzählen Sie uns Ihr aufregendste Abenteuer und wir wollen schauen, ob Sie allenfalls auch in Frage kommen für 3 Wochen Waldleben. 0848 440 222. Der Tag nach Mitternacht bis um 1. 0848 440 222.
Carro, acendo outro cigarro, fujo do lugar onde ela está. Chego a outros braços, por outra cama eu passo, dou-me quem não amo, tanto faz. Eu faço de tudo para esquecer quem não me quer, mas eu só meu mundo faço ser o que fizer. Caminhando por aí, tenho casa sempre em fim, mesmo que eu pense nela. Vou de coração em coração, e de paixão em paixão, mesmo que eu pense nela. Vou caminhando por aí, por estando tão feliz, mesmo que eu pense nela. Sou vagabundo por amor, e vai pra onde for, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Sem parar.
esperar eu sigo, só com um sentido, fugir do lugar onde ela está. Chego a outro porto, os lençóis são outros, pra mim é igual, tanto faz. Eu faço de tudo pra esquecer quem não me quer, mas eu só me iludo, faço eu o que fizer. Vou caminhando por aí, tenho casa sem ter fim, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou de coração em coração, de paixão em paixão, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Caminhando por aí, por instante sou feliz, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Sou vagabundo por amor, e vai pra onde for, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou de coração em coração, de paixão em paixão, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou caminhando por aí, um instante sou feliz, mesmo assim eu penso nela.